It's a rugby kind of weekend in Metro Vancouver, with Canada's men's sevens team winning the invitational tournament, and Canada's women's sevens team set to play the U.S. in the seventh place playoff Sunday, February 23. Afternoon. Both Canadian sevens teams had perfect records on the opening day of HSBC SVNS Vancouver Friday, February 21, with the women going 2-for-2 on the first day of the Rugby Sevens Series pool play at BC Place, with the men posting 2 wins in the men's invitational. In their first game versus Trinidad and Tobago, Ethan Hager led the way with a hat trick, scoring twice in the first half and once in the second, with Canada leading 29-0 at halftime. The second half started with a quick try from White Rock's own Kyle Tremblay, with Reese James and Ethan Turner adding tries as well. Trinidad and Tobago scored twice in the final 5 minutes, but Canada took the win convincingly 55-12. Tremblay and his teammates then won against Japan. They then beat both teams again on Saturday, February 22, to win the Invitational Men's Contest that ran alongside the Rugby Sevens Series. Tremblay, who played for the South Surrey-based Bayside Rugby, from grade 7 all the way up to grade 12 inches, is an Earl Marriott grad who grew up in South Surrey and White Rock. Now 25, turning 26 this year, he returned to Bayside Wednesday, February 19, prior to the weekend games, along with men's head coach Sean White and other players. They met and engaged with high school students aged 13 to 18 from all over Surrey, South Surrey, White Rock and from as far away as Abbotsford and the Yukon, Tremblay said, guessing they were there on an exchange program, with White running a coach development session with local BC coaches at the same time. It was really fun to connect with a lot of people that I knew, a lot of coaches that I knew growing up and to connect with new coaches. A lot of kids were wearing Earl Marriott sweaters and Bayside sweaters, and it was really fun to be able to tell them, you know, this is where I grew up. It was really fun and really special, Tremblay said Thursday, February 20, adding he only got into rugby because his older brother played it. My older brother started playing rugby at Earl Marriott in grade 8 and, being a younger brother, I always wanted to be like my older brother. So I decided that I now have to play rugby as well, because he started playing, Tremblay said. But I found out about 8 months later, near the end of the season, that he'd actually quit, and I had no idea, he shared with a laugh. He'd played rugby for about 2 weeks and then decided that he didn't want to play anymore, but it was too late at that point, so I decided I would stick with it. It was too much fun. While he currently plays for Pacific Pride, Tremblay plays a center for 15s rugby and the hook position for 7s, and is usually based out of Langford and Victoria on Vancouver Island. Tremblay said he always enjoys a chance to return home, where he used to deliver Peace Arch News newspapers when he was in elementary school. He and his family usually enjoy walking down to White Rock's waterfront and enjoy a beer or pizza at a local pub with ocean views, he said. In Saturday, February 22, play, for the second day in a row, Tremblay and the Canadian men's sevens squad scored at least 50 points against Trinidad and Tobago, shutting them out 50-0. 7 different players contributed points, led by 2 tries each from Jamie Armstrong and James Teal. Tremblay, Michael LaPlaine Pereira, Ben Greenstein and Morgan DiNardo got on the board as well, with Brendan Black adding 4 conversions. The final match of the tournament for Canada's men's sevens team was a 51-12 win over Japan. As Canada's women's sevens team prepares to take on the United States shortly before 3 p.m. Sunday, February 23, the men's sevens squad now prepares to head to Cape Town for the first 2 rounds of the HSBC World Rugby Sevens Challenger, which takes place in South Africa on back-to-back weekends starting March 1. The final traveling roster will be announced Monday, February 24. That's the ultimate goal, is to make that team, Tremblay said. Then we'll be in Cape Town for 2 weeks, hopefully, if I make it, then we go to Krakow, Poland. The goal is to obviously make it back to the HSBC 7 circuit, and then the ultimate goal is the Olympics. The top 4 teams from the World Rugby HSBC 7's Challenger will secure a spot in the promotion and relegation playoff competition at the HSBC SVNS World Championship, which happens May 3-4 in Los Angeles, California, at which four Rugby Sevens 2026 berths are up for grabs.